from the Colombian. The Union Titans, one of the best teams in the state. Fifth ranked coming into this week at 12-2 on the year, taking on the old paper makers at Camas. How you doing, Paul?
Pretty good. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I just heard about a kid go for 51 tonight, so my goodness.
That didn't happen down here. You kind of buried me here. There's no way I can live up to that.
Well, did you have a good game at least to tell us about?
Yes, I actually did.
Oh, good.
I did have a great game. And Camas plays great at home, and they're playing a lot better anyway. But Union still won. I won't bury the lead on this one. Union won 58-54. Now, Union beat Camas by 21 the last time these two teams played. Get this, Camas started the season 0-6. Had five of those games, they actually had the lead in the second half. So they were just learning, you know, to play together, a new team. Well, they've then won 8 out of 9, the only loss coming to Union. So they won 8 out of 9, so they're in second place going into this game against Union. And they held tight with them, but Union's Cameron Cranston scored 19 points, including 10 in a row in the fourth quarter, as Union had a big lead early, and they kept the lead the whole game, but then it just got tighter and tighter and tighter. Ethan Unger of Camas, he scored 14 points tonight. He hit a three-pointer with 45 seconds left, made it a one-point game, and then a coach's dream. So there's 45 seconds left. So then the shot clock, whatever it is, 30, 35 seconds, whatever
right.
it is. But Union goes down, and they score a layup with like 1 second left on the shot clock to go up by three.
So Camas still had a shot, though. Camas still had a shot for 10 seconds left to get the tie, right?
Right, but Union did the smart thing that nobody in the NBA does.
Foul.
They fouled in the backcourt.
There you go.
So Camas makes one free throw, misses the second on purpose, but Union got the rebound and hit two free throws for the 58-54 final. Union now up 3 with 4 games to play, so it's pretty much wrapped up the 4A GSHL title. It's not official yet, but it's going to happen unless something really crazy happens.
And do they do a championship game down there, or will they just get the title in the regular season?
Yeah, no, they'll do a little district tournament, but down here the district is the league. So the top 6 teams will go into a district tournament. They still will have to fight for that number 1 seed into the beyond. But
so they have their own district down. They don't have to go to West Central anymore.
Right, I'm just kind of that's accurate.
Okay.
Well, wait, you know what? I better not say that because there's been so many changes, and my brain is already on to next year with reclassification.
Right,
so
I can't keep up with it.
For the whole last 3 weeks, I've been thinking about next year, so I don't want to put that out there because I just don't want to be wrong.
I know for a long time, and we have been, when I was coaching at Mount Rainier, we were victims of it numerous times where you'd have to make that, you're in a district playoff game and you're traveling all the way down to Vancouver wow, how is a team in Des Moines in the same district as a team in Vancouver? I mean, how does that work? But
now that I think about it, because this year the league, the district only had one allocation. Yeah, they do play it's not a tournament, it's a one game playoff, I believe, with District 2.
Okay.
I think that's what's gonna happen.
Gotcha.
So like number 1 will host their number 2 and our number 2 will go to their number 3 or something like that. I don't know exactly how it works, but there is a one game playoff after the district tournament in Southwest Washington.
You know what the important thing is, Paul? By the time we are actually talking district tournament with you, you will know. That's the important thing, because you'll have the bracket right in front of you. That's all we'll need.
I do feel like a fool for not knowing,
because
the last 3 weeks I'm working on the next 4 years with reclassification, and I'm losing all my hair.
No problem, man. Hey, man, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks, Paul.
Take care.
You bet. That's Paul Valencia from the Colombian.